Hey everybody, welcome into the Bitcoin Made Simple podcast. I'm your host, Corey Tusick, and today I'm just going to free flow a little bit, a couple things. It probably won't be a super long episode, but I'm going to start off after I tell you to get a Bitbox O2 hardware wallet. Go to bitbox.swiss/Bitcoin Made Simple. Use promo code Bitcoin Made Simple to get 5% off. I'm going to tell you guys about a really exciting, depressing but exciting movie. It's a good informative documentary that you should probably watch on Movies Plus. It just became available. But one thing I want to do is I want to give you guys a little piece of advice. I'll start. This is if you are looking to become a business owner or an entrepreneur, anything of that nature. The number one secret to becoming a successful entrepreneur, and this is from me, coming from me after starting and launching 4 separate companies who have actually done millions of dollars in revenue, the key is cold calling. It's that simple. Cold calls, cold emails, cold calls. Now make sure you don't hide behind that cold email. You can't just say, well, I emailed somebody and then I won't, I'll get back to them. No, you gotta email them, send a follow-up, then call. Then call again, send another email, be relentless. That's what you got to do to be a entrepreneur. And no matter how old you get, the cold calling doesn't stop. No matter how many companies you started, the cold calling does not stop. You know, I want to start a vending business right now. Guess what I'm doing? Cold calling. So point being, you gotta get out of your shell. Gotta just stop living in the what if world, because a lot of people I know that want to get into entrepreneurship and they're like, what, should I do it? Maybe. Oh, I have this great idea, and they never get around to it. You gotta just do it. Put the rubber to the road, hit the ground running, make sure you're knowledgeable in what you're talking about, but you're not going to know everything. Worst thing you can do is say, I don't know, I'll get back to you. Call people, get answers, get moving. So that's my advice on the number one secret that I've found over the years to be what causes a successful launch of a business. Now, we're launching on Movies Plus today, so if you haven't signed up, go to mymoviesplus.com. Use promo code Corey, C-O-R-Y. You will get an entire year for $24. $2 a month. So what was I getting? Oh, so the film is called War on Children. It's a documentary, by Robbie Starbuck. If you're familiar with Robbie, he's on Twitter. Now, this is going to sound like right wing or left wing, you know, being right wing versus left wing. Robbie undoubtedly on Twitter is a right wing personality. But that does not mean that what he made is right-wing geared. I think we can all agree, if you watch the documentary, it talks about all that jazz that's going on. I think for the most part, we can all agree it's pretty effed up. It's called The War on Children. Highly informative. I suggest you check it out. And then also, if you are a filmmaker and want to be a part of the Movies Plus Film Festival, we will be doing an online film festival March 22nd to the 24th. Gives you an opportunity to get your film out there. We're offering grand prize winner gets a $10,000 distribution and marketing package. And then the runner-ups, I think, all get like $2,500 package. So we're here to help empower filmmakers. So if there's a filmmaker in your life that you know and or love, then please reach out to them. I was just on my mind thinking about cold calling. And, you know, I said the millions of dollars in revenue. That does not mean I made millions of dollars, FYI. That's a common misconception when people put out, you know, like their company made millions of dollars in revenue. And it's like, well, if your margin is, you know, 5%, not that that's what mine is, but you didn't make the millions of dollars. You know, like you see on Shark Tank, they'll be like, you know, we've done $50 million in sales. And you're like, but your expenses are like $49.5 million. And you have like a warehouse full of employees and multiple owners and, you know. So don't always get lost in that number. Because like I know my parents, they would, they watched like Shark Tank. It was like they would watch, it was like they were watching people win a contest on a TV show. Like, yeah, it was just, they were like, you know, they'd be like, take the money, take the money. I was like, this isn't Deal or No Deal. Like, these people are making business decisions. And it's not like, oh, you know, that Mark Cuban gave them $100,000 for something. That doesn't mean that that $100,000 is going in their pocket. It's going towards something. So anyways, but yeah, it was on my mind, the cold calling aspect, because, you know, people will ask like, well, how did you get into distribution? How did you become a movie distributor? I literally made it up. That's what I did. Just totally made it up. I mean, I spent a long time studying and understanding and learning and setting a plan in place. But when push came to shove, it started off with me emailing people, anyone and everyone, asking if I could distribute their movie. And then once I had enough products to distribute, I went to the largest film market in the world and walked into every distributor's little booth, set up meetings, and just went in and pretended like I was a vet, pretended like I knew what I was talking about. And I mean, maybe, you know, it's crazy to think that that would work, but it did. I'll give you an example. Like the, so American Film Market in Santa Monica is the biggest film market every year. The first year I went, I had no idea what a booth was. Turns out, you know, booth is having a, just a hotel room that you have meetings in, which, you know, hello Hollywood, read the room a little bit. Yeah, so I just, you know, figured it out. You know, I mean, there's no beds in there or anything. It's just like literal office setups for the week. So then the second year we went, we shared an office. Third year we went, we shared an office. And then fourth year we were the big boys. We were upstairs with like Lakeshore Entertainment and all those companies, had our own office, our own suite. Yeah, so I mean, just putting it out there that that, fake it till you make it, you know? And if you're not putting rubber to the road, you're not getting anything done. You're just kind of stuck. And so that's always my fear for people and why I advise them to just get going, you know? Like my brothers, are both good at what they do, but I, you know, it's just not in their personality. Like, you know, they have jobs that they're good at and they do and, you know, make good money. But they'd never be the entrepreneurial type. So if you have a inkling that you want to be an entrepreneur, you probably could be one. If you don't have one, then that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you have that inkling, you better scratch that itch and find out if it's something worthwhile. And if it's not, then it is not, and stop chasing it. So that's where I'm at. Like with the, like I mentioned, the whole vending business. When I start one, me and my brother-in-law are going to do it. He's the one that started distribution with me when he was a college kid. So yeah, we're just trying to figure out, what we could do, a little tough moment. But you gotta keep moving. I'll give you guys an update cause I've shared this before. But my mother-in-law is not doing great. So if you guys could pray for her, And her name is Mary. And if you could pray for my wife and kids, who, you know, outside of me, she is their best friend. So it's just really hard for everyone. And it leaves, you know, if you've been through this kind of thing, I guess you probably experienced it. But I find myself sitting there as like the husband, like wanting to stop whatever's happening, trying to like, you know, stop pain, like from, you know, your wife from experiencing any kind of pain or anything. And there's nothing you can do. You know, you have to accept that that's reality. And that, you know, thankfully, I'm not to get religious on you, but thankfully, based on our beliefs and what I know through my faith, is that we will all be together again someday. You know, you try to keep that perspective while you're here and losing loved ones on earth. It's crazy. I'd share the stories, but I mean, they're like more private things, but there are some things that like, it's just undoubtedly, like no doubt about it, that there is, you know, life after death, and we will all be together. I've seen firsthand experience with that. So, keep that in perspective, folks, as you ramble along here. Speaking of rambling, that's what I'm doing. But yeah, so anyways, it's been tough because me and my brother-in-law want to do it, but obviously this is my brother-in-law, my wife's brother. So it's his mom too. It's kind of just a tough time to think about much, let alone, you know, starting a business. But I'll keep you guys posted on. I'm really intrigued about it. It seems like a good passive income stream. We'll see how it goes. You should get a BitBox O2 hardware wallet. That's for sure. BitBox is some of them are going to be in Madeira for the Bitcoin Atlantis, conference. And I do not think I'll be able to make it. I just didn't budget for it, first of all. And second of all, just with personal life, probably best to just hang here for a bit. So that's at the beginning of March, which just looks really cool. And Madeira, I was like, honestly, until they came on the Bitcoin map, never even paid much attention to them. I'm sure many of you Bitcoiners the same way. But all in all, it looks like a cool place. I'd love to visit. I think I've kind of honed in on what I'm going to do. I've mentioned to you guys before that I'm going to tweak the podcast a little bit, but I don't think I'm going to tweak it so much as I'm going to keep the format, but I'm going to start releasing, because I have all these like interesting people that aren't Bitcoin related that I, you know, could interview, and I feel like they'd be of value to interview, just hearing perspectives like from comedians, business people, you know, just all these different things, actors, filmmakers, and, you know, athletes, stuff like that. So I think I'm going to do a series of like 10 minute or less interviews to just get real, right down to the nitty gritty, punch it out, knock it through. And then what I'll do is I'll release those probably on like a separate channel, but then I'll continue releasing them here, and I'll just basically take that 10 minute interview, and beforehand I'll just sit here and riff on Bitcoin for a little bit like this, and then pop that, you know, then, you know, prime you for like what the interview is, and then pop that in at the end, So that if you guys are interested, you can check it out. But yeah, that's, I just knew that it's not that I don't want to talk about Bitcoin, but there's just a lot of different people that want to talk to. And I feel like within the Bitcoin space, it's like I've interviewed everyone almost. what else is there? Who else is there for me to interview? And there's so many other Bitcoiner podcasts too that it's like I don't want to do an interview that someone else did already. And I thought of doing like the 10-minute or less interviews for like interesting subjects, almost make it like a TED talk for podcasts. Like not every podcast has to be a Joe Rogan, you know, super long 3-hour conversation. You can get what you need out of it in 10 minutes or less. And I feel like a lot of the people that I could get to sit down, it's a much easier yes for them to be like, yeah, 10 minutes. Like, sure, I could do that. So anyways, but yeah, you guys can stay here and I'll keep, you know, sharing my thoughts on Bitcoin and then just plopping those, interviews at the end, see if you're interested in them. But anyways, I got to get going cause I got cold calls to make quite literally. So got to get back to it, but I appreciate you guys and I appreciate that you get Bitbox O2 hardware wallets and I will talk to you guys later.